And we now turn to Leroy Johnson. He's a Manhattan High alum. We've had him on before, and nationally known pianist. I know kind of went on tour here not too long ago, but you have another local concert that you were wanting to highlight if people want to kind of hear some of your work and kind of share with us what the plans are.
Well, it's an all-list concert, and I'll be doing the list Transcendental Etudes. And to start off the program, we're going to have a Liszt aria sung by Dr. Amy Rosine, who's on the K-State faculty. And I had no idea that he wrote such beautiful arias, so it should make a really good beginning, a good start and everything. Plus, it'll get my fingers warmed up for this difficult, challenging program.
Which looks like you're always looking for new challenges,
it's
too.
It's true. It's true.
And I know we might as well just mention, too, that donations appreciated. I mean, they don't have to, but kind of what the concert's for.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I know that, you know, if people want to find out more, we've kind of given All Faiths Chapel again at 2:30 on this coming Sunday.
Oh, that's right. That is this coming Sunday. It snuck up on me.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I know that you recently came back. You know, we had chatted with you before. Was it Seattle you went to fairly recently?
Yes.
And how did that end up?
Like I was telling you a little bit ago, it was like an 18-day boot camp. The Rachmaninoff Third, it's intimidating enough, first of all, to perform with live orchestra, even though they were just so nice, really encouraging and everything. But with the Rachmaninoff Third, it chews you up and spits you out, let's say. And the nerves at times were almost unbearable. But then, I don't know, I had so many people praying for me and stuff that the evening of the performance, some really nice things happened. And so I was pleased.
And I remember you were going to use music, you know, just to be safe, of course. And
yes, I did.
You don't always do that. But
no, mm-hmm. No. In fact, yeah, I found out one time, in fact, it was the first time that I had worked on the Rachmaninoff Third with this orchestra, and I was recording rehearsals, and when I was looking at the music, the playing was not with nearly as much feeling or ownership when I was doing it, reading from the music. So it is literally by heart. So I try to have everything memorized, which is a considerable challenge.
Well, you know, that's even, I'm a singer, and you make a good point. A lot of times when we're just learning music and you just kind of read it and you don't get any of that emotion or feeling into it.
Yes.
You're so busy reading it that you kind of miss some of that.
I bet it's more like an actor, I would think, that, you know, they not having that paper in front of you, you probably would connect better with an audience, and that's ultimately what it's for.
Now, I mean, what was the stage like? I mean, of course, I know you performed a lot of different places through the years. I mean, how did it compare to some of your other experiences?
Well, this was in they have their performances in a large church, and it was a very warm, the lighting and just a wonderful warm presence. And wonderful audience, couldn't hardly hear a peep. And I hear everything because it's next to interpretation, my connecting with an audience is the most important thing. And I think that's what it's all about. That's why they call it the humanities. It shows that's the part, the creative part of us that shows that we're human.
And, you know, and that is a good point because, I mean, I've been to different concerts and not always do they interact with the audience maybe as much as they should, but you're kind of known for that then.
Thank you. Well, it relaxes me. And also the music is like this program, the Liszt Transcendental Etudes. Some of the pieces can be so serious. It helps to kind of lighten things up a bit because my favorite audiences are the ones that have that are non-musicians, and I just almost have a missionary zeal to expose them to this, because see, I was raised on country western music, so I've been on both sides. And I remember one time I was to play over in Hope, Kansas, and I overheard someone saying, and he must have heard about my upcoming concert, he said, if it ain't country, it ain't music. So instead of catching an attitude, what I did was went to my car trunk and dug out a piece of country western music. It is the theme from the movie called 8 Seconds, and I played that first, and then now let's go back a little farther, you know, and that's how I do sometimes when I play for young people in an audience, and we'll go back farther, and it captivated them.
So how fun!
You need to catch people where they are, and then help bring them where they ought to be.
Okay. Well, I know, again, we're trying to highlight the Sunday concert, and again, go back over, if you don't mind, kind of yes. What you hope to share on Sunday.
Well, it's the Liszt Transcendental Etudes. It's very interesting. He wrote a set. He wrote them first when he was 15 years old, and they were just kind of the buds from which the later flowers grew. But when he rewrote them the second time, nobody else could play them, and except for Franz Liszt. So these are the simplified versions, so to speak, and they have really helped my technique. The Rachmaninoff Third, night before last, I was having to switch from Liszt for a little bit. Just the fingers want to do something else sometimes, you know. They say enough, enough. So I switched to par the Rachmaninoff Third Concerto. That thing was flying.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we could talk all day again, too. But Leroy Johnson with us today, pianist. And again, August 9th, All Faiths Chapel, 2:30 p.m. at Kansas State University. And appreciate you stopping by. You've been listening to In Focus.